This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Let's talk about splurge.
Splurge it.
So splurges are...
Careful.
Okay, as a total, we need you on the phone if you've splurged on something.
Splurge.
Now, because Steve and I are both 12... The more times we say splurge, the more it sounds like a dirty word.
So we're going to slip up.
We're going to just keep saying splurge, and what'd you splurge on? And it's just...
Say it fast, 10 times.
Splurge on it. You should splurge on that. You should. You should. Oh. That's something that's worth splurging on.
Hey.
Why are you... I'm trying to take the dirtiness away from it.
Thank you.
And you're making it worse. All right. Anyway, so what we want from you is what'd you splurge on? Because... I don't know who put this article out, but they're stupid.
Okay.
It's like 10 things every woman deserves to splurge on. Number one, a watch.
A watch? Who still uses... We got phones. Is it for time?
I think it's more of the... It's like the Michelle watch, you know, so it's like a fashion statement, but it's still...
Oh, okay. You got to accessorize.
I don't...
Right?
I don't know. And if you're thinking of calling in and telling us you're splurged on a watch story? Great. Just explain to us why that's worth it.
Exactly.
Because, like...
It's Cartier, maybe.
There was a time when I really wanted a Tag watch. I did.
Were those good?
I had a knockoff. The Tag Heuer or whatever. Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
They're like $2,500. And they're under Rolex.
Oh.
But they're, yeah.
An Amigo?
Like, a great friend of mine. Like, his wife bought him a Rolex for... their anniversary, and I think it's probably a $10,000 watch. I wear Apple Watch, but
yeah, your Fitbit, but still,
it's not a Fitbit.
Did you splurge on the Fitbit?
See, now when you say it, it's much dirtier than me.
I splurge
on it. A necklace and earring set.
Yes.
Number two on the list of 10 items every woman deserves to splurge on.
She does. That's a must have. That's like a blazer for men. Just a generic black blazer.
So you're saying just like something.
It's got to match.
But something nice. Something
yes. Nice.
Like
go to.
Higher end.
Yeah.
Really? That's a splurge? If you're saying it's necessary, I don't feel like that's a, I guess.
But you kind of said it. You got a little upper.
Yeah, go to the next level.
A little bit, because you got to impress the other ladies.
A luxury handbag.
Eventually, yeah. If a lady, if you can afford one, it'll last you forever. You can go through 8 cheap ones or just buy one good one.
Wow.
What?
You need to work at Nordstrom. That was good.
I know, because whenever I get my breakup, they break up with me.
That's
I always
your
get guilty.
Parting gift.
And I send them to the outlet stores. Double good bag.
God. It's like, I want you to have something nice.
Yes.
Just from the nice store, the stuff that's been cast off.
A good blem.
From the nice store. Yeah, no one will notice that stitching's wrong. Next, a wool coat. Okay, this is a coat. Nobody is going to call and say, oh man, I splurged on a coat. Why would you? A coat is not a splurge item. Can I tell you my splurge?
Yeah.
Like, the first splurge I ever remember, it was Legos. It was my first time I had a big enough paycheck that I knew I had my rent covered and I knew I had my car payment and my insurance and my phone and everything's covered and I had leftover money. And I'm like, am I going to go buy a guitar? And I went to a store and I bought like 6 Lego sets.
Dude, that's awesome because you grew up poor and you couldn't afford actual Legos.
There were no Legos. And when
right?
I was only my neighbor... kid friends, so that was my splurge. That's what I think a splurge is when you go spend it's frivolous money on something that it truly has no value
exactly
in your life at that moment.
Yeah,
these things have value. A coat, okay, I get it. It's a wool coat. But it's still just the thing that keeps you warm.
Right, it's utilitarian. If it's like a Technicolor dream coat, then I maybe. But if it's
that's
just
a splurge,
pea coat, I don't know if I'm...
That's what... You know what? Your life is splurge. Because you go and buy all the toys you didn't or you had when you were a kid. Yeah. That's a splurge. You don't need it.
You're right, actually.
And you buy memorabilia from like your favorite movies. Don't you have the umbrella from Singing in the Rain or something? No, you have an umbrella for... I forget. Because I played with it at your house.
What?
It's an umbrella that plays Singing in the Rain when
Yes, it's a collector. You don't have no.
Oh, that's a splurge.
It's worth more than your life.
It's not. It's worth more than my Legos, but it's not worth more than my life.
It sings.
We could go through the rest of this list, but I think we really. I mean, there's. Let's go through them fast. Formal gown. That's not a splurge.
Yeah, it's a must. Every woman needs at least one.
High heels. They're saying to go get
the red bottom
get
ones.
Some red bottom.
Yeah,
whatever,
batons
you know.
Or whatever.
Sunglasses. If that's a splurge, my life is splurge. I buy a new pair of sunglasses like every year.
You do?
Like a nice pair.
Yeah, because you'll save up every year and you like to get those nice ones.
But it's like me and jeans. I wear three things every day. Jeans, Chucks, and sunglasses. And then whatever kind of shirt, t-shirt, nice shirt. But like the thing you're guaranteed to see me in.
The three must-haves.
Chucks.
You're right.
Jeans and sunglasses.
So that's not.
I don't buy cheap Chucks. I buy good Chucks.
You do, and good sunglasses.
And I buy good jeans.
I don't stare at your jeans, so I wouldn't know about.
You want to look at them right now?
No.
These are banana.
I'll trust you.
These are traveler denim.
It was good.
It was softer. The traveler denim is worth splurge.
I've never.
I would splurge on this traveler denim. Lil D, is this going to go down in flames or is this going to be good? Okay. A couple more and then we're getting you trench coat, another coat. Utilitarian.
Another coat, wow.
Wallet. Yeah, you should splurge on a wallet.
Well, ladies that go high-end handbag, you kind of eventually have to match it up with a nice high-end wallet.
And then skincare. While I get, I think you should splurge on skincare. I think you should buy the high-dollar stuff. But I don't think that's a splurge.
That's a must-have item?
I think if you want to look good past... a certain age.
Right. You get the good stuff.
You get the good stuff. You buy. It's like what you said. You can buy 10 crappy handbags or buy one good one. You can go buy stuff that you can get at your grocery store to put on your face.
You can.
Or you can go.
To a face store.
To an esthetician and get the real stuff.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Hello. All right. So if you want to admit something you've splurged. We just want to hear. The real stuff, not utilitarian stuff. Oh my God, one time I found $100 laying around. Guess what I bought?
What?
Coat. You got a Charlie in the Chocolate Factory this. He found money and bought chocolate. Four people are living in one bed. The family's eating cabbage water, and this little turd bucket splurged on chocolate. Now, granted, the story ends up he wins old Chocolate Factory out of it, but he didn't know that when he splurged on chocolate.
That is the best movie review I've ever
Thank
heard.
You.
That's the most accurate movie
Yes.
reference.
You want to go one step further? Grandpa Joe's a jerk.
You got turd bucket and jerk.
Because that's Grandpa Joe's been laying in a bed with these four other people.
That's
never
true.
Gets out of bed. Oh, here's chocolate. I get to go to the factory. Now I can walk.
That's
what
true.
A jerk. Get out of bed and get a job and help support the family. We're off target.
I like where we're going with this, actually.
All right. So if you've splurged on something, it doesn't have to have anything to do with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We just want to hear your best splurge stories. Aaron.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Yay. Splurge.
All right. I'm a little bit of an overspender. Every time we go shopping for something for my boyfriend, I end up buying something.
Ooh.
And one time we were looking for a car for him, and I ended up walking away with a convertible. No need. I already have a car.
Like
and I keep this thing going. I love it.
What kind of convertible?
A
like a nice car, an old car? And
no, it's a classic. It's an 87 Volkswagen Cabriolet.
Oh.
I love it. It's so
Aaron,
much fun. But it wasn't that expensive.
Aaron?
It's like $4,000.
There's something. This is awkward. We need to see.
Yeah.
We need you to post something on our Facebook page. We are on the official Volkswagen committee. Having grown up in the area where the Cabriolets were a big deal.
Yeah.
You have to be a certain amount of hot to drive one of those.
Every girl that drove those cars was hot.
Every single one.
It was like a prerequisite.
It was weird. You'd see a Cabriolet and it's like, follow that car. It's like, why? Because there's a hot girl driving
every time.
Always.
Yeah.
Well, that car makes me feel hot.
You're hot, Aaron.
You're hot. Then you are hot. It's the hot car. But that's a $4,000 splurge.
It's a total splurge, and I have to keep it up, and I love it, though. I definitely do the work on it.
You turn the wrench on it?
Good for you.
Well, it's got just an open engine. It's right. It's all right there.
Nice.
It's a great little car.
Nice.
But I'm not on Car Talk.
We need you to send us some pictures of you cruising down the highway in your cabriolet. Thank you for the splurge, Aaron. It's weird to think. Okay. Matt?
Yeah.
Splurge.
Eight track tapes?
Are you telling the truth? That's not a splurge. That's a bad investment.
Okay. Well, this was $300 and 8-track tapes in the early 80s, right as they were all going out of style.
Your phone's being a little janky. I don't know if it's far away from your face, but he said he bought like $300 worth of 8-track tapes. This was after they were already, like, everybody'd moved on to cassette or to something else, but you bought them.
I bought them at full price.
Dang.
I still have the Steve Miller Band on 8-track.
Yeah.
But do you have an 8-track player?
Right.
Well, my dad bought the used VW van. It had an 8-track player in it, and that's what I wanted to listen to, so...
Wait, so he bought a van just for the 8-track player? Get his van out.
I'm not sure what to do here. I'm buying this house two towns over because it has a VCR in it. What? Yes. That's what you just described.
That's actually awesome.
That's sort of...
Are they worth a lot nowadays, Matt? Or?
Oh, they're worthless. They're trash.
Because they don't even play right. And your favorite song, if it was on program 4, when it flipped over to the next program. I remember being a child listening to my parents playing country music.
Yep.
And it's like right in the middle of the Tanya Tucker Delta flower you have on. There's just a blank spot in the middle of her song.
You got the click that happens right in between the chords.
Yep.
It changes over. The click, 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 and then another wait, and then the chorus begins.
And then if you had a case for them, I mean, it was mad. I mean, it was just, they were so huge.
Because everybody now just has, like, you know, nobody even realizes. Kids today, and their, like, iPods and whatever, and your phone, like, we used to have to carry, like, a book with CDs in it. Exactly. And that we felt like, oh, my God, look how small this is.
Right.
But it would still look like an encyclopedia. I'm sorry, what?
It reminded me. I had the cases and everything. I had to buy the 24K cases with the whole leather.
That's kind of badass, though. You're an idiot, but it's kind of badass.
Splurge.
Thank you for the call.
On 8-track.
Kelsey.
Yes.
Splurge.
Okay, so I bought a $30 planner last year, and then I bought $150 worth of stickers just for my planner.
Now that's a splurge.
That's a total splurge. Have you seen the calendar app on your phone?
I did, but I don't know. It's not the same as an actual planner that you can just like scrapbook in. I don't know.
That's $150 a sticker.
So what are the stickers of? Right. Like when you had a football game to go to, you put a football sticker on it, or?
Well, like a shift schedule sticker, a habit tracker for water intake. Cleaning, grocery shopping, just kind of that stuff.
You're just day-to-day. Stickered up.
Yep.
You're a sticker splurger.
Yes, I am. And that's awesome. I just win all my other ones.
Good right, for that, you, Kelsey.
That's a weird splurge. Thank you for the call. Well, if you want to continue to tell us your splurginess.
Splurge.
Is it because we said it that way?
Probably.
All right. Anyway, if you want to tell us more splurges, do it over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.